foolish things. Where is he? So there's a sense in which even the older brother appears shameful in the story. But the estate is split. And that means the older son got his two-thirds, the younger son got the one-third that was coming to him. And that launches a shameful rebellion. Verse 13, not many days later, this is to indicate how fast this young man acts. He is driven by lust and passion and evil desire, and there's no delay possible. He wants to move as fast as he can. And what he does, it says, the younger son gathered everything together. In the Greek, that simply means he turned it into cash. Now, how do you take an estate that's been accumulating for really generations, family building a very large estate? This is a very large estate because there are servants, there are hired men, there are hired musicians, there's a fatted calf. All the stuff that shows up in the story indicates a very wealthy man. How do you liquidate that rapidly? Well, you can do that, but you're going to have to sell it at a what? At a discount. So he trivializes the value of this thing. He wants to turn it into cash. Now, in Jewish culture, even if you bought it, you couldn't take it till the father died. So somebody was willing to buy a future. The reason they would buy a future is because they would get it at a discounted price. So he gets the cash, turns the property over to some buyer who will take that property when the father dies. This is stupid. Sacrificing your future on the altar of the immediate. He goes on a journey into a distant country. That was the whole point. Get as far away from home as you can, far away from accountability as you can, far away from restraint as you can, far away from anybody's scrutiny as you can. Get out there where you can live exactly the way you want to live, and nobody that cares about you is going to know. By the way, there would be a funeral. The family would have a funeral. That's why later in the story, the father says, verse 24, this son of mine was dead. He was dead to the family. Shameful rebellion. He squandered his estate with loose living. So driven by lust and sin and evil desire, he just wastes it. Absolutely wastes it. This is where prodigal comes from. It's a term that means wasteful. He scatters his future and has nothing to show for it.